Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Movement Day 2025 is a community movement event to promote and support the work of Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood. They work to strengthen our community and support children and families to reach their potential. Every family in the community is supported and given the opportunity to grow and to learn and to thrive. There are two goals for Movement Day 2025. First, rally support for Promise's work to help those who need it most in the community. Second, coming together to strengthen the community through movement. A full-day celebration of fitness, fun, and community is planned for Oakdale Beach in Hudson on Movement Day. And to tell us all about it, we welcome Joan Hunt, who serves as Executive Director of the Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood in Hudson, New York, and Adolfo Lopez, Assistant Director of Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood. Thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you both here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, very nice. Nice to have you both back. Thank you. So how are things been going over the last, I guess, year? You were here last year, I believe.
During the fun drive, we were here.
Oh, that's right. Yep. During the which one?
The most recent one.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, well, that wasn't long ago. It seems awful. How are things going?
Things are going well. Summer was great. You know, for us, summer doesn't really slow down much because we offer year-round programming. So our after-school program switches to an after-camp program during the summer. So things stay pretty busy for us year-round, but overall, going very well.
How did Movement Day come about?
Movement Day was really inspired by our director of advancement, Jeffrey Schneider. He was very connected to a few gyms in town, and this idea came about to bring those gyms together around a common purpose to support our organization. So it's really, and last year was our first year, this is our second year, and it's already grown since last year. And last year's event was actually a huge success, so we were really inspired to make it bigger and better this year. Last year was just a rowathon. This year we're incorporating two other movements into, actually, and other events into the day as well. But yeah, it was really inspired by our director of advancement, Jeff.
What is, were you part of the last one?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what was that like?
It was a lot of fun. You know, for me personally, I wasn't able to, unfortunately, like, participate in the rowing. I was dealing with a back injury at the time. So I'm looking forward to this year actually being able to, you know, show off a little fitness for the community. But it was a great time.
It's all about showing off, damn it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, right? But it was a great time, and it really brings back to, like, something our organization tries to do and we've become pretty good at, which is community building. You know, we have a host of community building events throughout the year. Speaking of the summer, we had our, 11th annual block party. And, you know, that has hundreds of community residents just enjoying food, music, fun. And then we took that same idea behind community building and tried to sort of harness what gyms already naturally have going on. You know, you go to a gym and you start to naturally build community amongst other people through a common goal. So bringing all these people together to form a new community and support our organization and those that we serve in the process is really important.
September 20th is the date for Movement Day 2025 and happening at Oakdale Beach in Hudson, New York.
Yep.
Great place.
It's a beautiful place, and it's over the summer, the site of the Oakdale Summer Camp. So buzzing with activity throughout the summer, fishing, some boating and other events, but it's a great location. We're going to start the day with yoga on the beach with our partners at Lava Yoga, which is a hot yoga studio in Hudson.
Oh, okay. Yep. It says kick off the morning with Lava Yoga. And I was like, I wonder what Lava Yoga is.
Lava Yoga is a wonderful partner of ours, very supportive of our work.
It's a place.
Yeah, it is a yoga
thing.
Yes, it's a yoga studio in town. They have locations in
get
Hudson.
To erupt.
Hudson and Catskill. So including Lava, we have seven other gym partners or run clubs that are participating in Movement Day this year, which is definitely an increase from last year.
Then there's the cross training fundraiser, run, bike, row. That's from 11 to 2. You going to show up?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to show up for that. I'm definitely going to show up for that.
Yeah.
All three phases.
And that's sort of that I would if there is a marquee event, I assume that would be it, right?
Yes.
After your second year, yeah.
Absolutely. And folks can choose. We have teams of one all the way up to six people. It's obviously a peer fundraising situation. So folks join a team and then they rally their networks to try to support them. And you can choose a lane, but run, bike, or row, and cheer your teammates on and everyone else throughout the day. There will be food trucks. There will be vendors and lots of other things going on throughout the day as well.
Well, that's terrific. And then a 3-on-3 basketball tournament from 1 to 5. How does that get set up?
So the basketball tournament is sort of a hybrid between, you know, folks playing and also a skills competition. So that has evolved since the earlier days of the planning, but it will be accessible to anyone that wants to participate. 3-point contests, dribbling drills, and some other shooting drills as well. So that one is more fun. I think there's a little more competition maybe in the the bike row run situation.
So that one has more trash talking.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right. Well, essential. that's great. And then you mentioned the food trucks and the music and all that from 10 to 5 on September 20th. And we'll talk more, but you can find out more by going to greaterhudsonpromise.org. What did you learn from last year of the activities and the actual movement and how it fit into your overall mission?
Such a great question. We were pleasantly surprised at the reception for it being our first year. It was very well received by everyone that participated. And there was really folks left wanting more and have been asking us throughout the year, when is Movement Day this year? So we're really thrilled. And a lot of our staff are involved directly with local gyms. So Delfo goes to a local gym. I go to a local gym. Jeff goes to another. So we have a pretty far reach within that network. So we're able to kind of bring folks together that way as well. And then have branched out to other folks that we weren't previously connected with. So we learned that, you know, something like this that was just an idea last year is going to be one of our kind of staple events throughout the next few years for sure.
And how does it ultimately become a fundraiser for you?
Yeah, so several different ways. We are accepting sponsorships, obviously, for the event to make sure we're covering all of our costs and then generating some income as well. There are also really stellar lineup of raffle prizes, over 40 raffle prizes from many lovely local Hudson businesses and beyond. There is also obviously the peer-to-peer fundraising. So each team sets a goal and then works to raise funds to meet their goal, which then overall supports our work.
Which is, as we mentioned, to build an equitable community by providing opportunities and support to individuals and families impacted by systemic oppression and failures. When we zoom out on that, how do you describe that to people of what that is?
A very broad mission. So to break that up a little bit, we provide cradle-to-career programming through a hybrid approach. We do direct service, working directly with youth and families from early learning, so zero all the way through career. So we break that up into our early learning programs. We run after-school and after-camp programs throughout the year. We also recognize that every child is part of a family network, so we want to make sure that our families and our kids are stable. So we provide a lot of wraparound support, such as emergency rental assistance, support for children and families impacted by incarceration. We also do a lot of collaborative work with other partners. So that's sort of the hybrid part of our work, is making sure that we're connected to all of the partners in our community, including the school districts, the hospitals, social services, and any other nonprofit or youth serving partner. And so we convene regularly, monthly actually, with all of these other partners to ensure that we are all working towards the same goals to support our kids and families.
Yeah, and the mission is broad. It's intentionally broad and also thankfully broad because, you know, the way I sort of operate within the organization. And what I try to bring to the organization is sort of the idea that see a need, address a need. All of our staff, you know, we believe in staff representation. So all of our staff come from the community, come from a lot of the communities that we serve directly. And if something happens within our community, we want to be able to serve that need in the moment. You know, for instance, years ago, we had some of our elderly population in the city reaching out about not having an air conditioner and having underlying health concerns and things like that during a really hot summer. So we started an air conditioner drive. And it's just sort of being able to step in at any given moment to serve our neighbors within the community is incredibly important. So, you know, we keep the mission intentionally broad to be able to offer services and support throughout cradle to career.
I know you spoke about this last time we were here, but tell us how you got involved in this program.
So I came to the Greater Hudson Promise neighborhood in 2016. It was right after I was released from prison. I was released from prison in May of 2016. After serving 6 years of a 7-year sentence, I was arrested at 17. I came home at the age of 23. And, you know, ironically enough, I come from a lot of similar communities that we serve now today. So towards the end of my incarceration, after, you know, getting in trouble a lot initially in the beginning of that 6 years, and then sort of wanting to turn my life around, I began taking college courses while I was in prison. And just so happened to work out for me that the last class I took was an introduction to social work class. And I had maybe 3 months until my release date, and my teacher was our executive director, Joan Hunt. And, you know, I worked hard in that class. I wrote a lot of great essays. I really tried to buy into everything Joan was talking about in the social work world. And I also, you know, expressed that I would be paroling to the area, not Hudson directly, but I was going to be close enough. And Joan, she gave me a shot. She made sure I knew how to contact her. And then when I was released, eventually once I got my license, I was able to start at the Greater Hudson Promise neighborhood. And it's provided me the opportunity to sort of not only absolve some of the guilt I have for how I acted in communities in the past, but also do a lot of important work for people that I see my family in, people that I see my former neighbors in, just really find a community. Because that was the one thing that, you know, when I was released, I had these sort of four pillars that I was like, all right, if I address all of these things, there's no way I would end up back in prison. And that was education, employment, family, and community. Family box was checked off. My sister is wonderful. Employment was tough, but I eventually, you know, was hired at a restaurant. And then once I got a car, I was able to work at the Greater Hudson Promise neighborhood. Education, I applied to UAlbany from my cell and was accepted shortly after my release. And then community was sort of something that was missing, and I didn't know how to get it. I was paroled to super rural Greene County, not the most inviting for someone with my background, frankly. And, you know, when I moved to Hudson and I started working in Hudson, I immediately felt that once the community saw the work that I was trying to do and how I treated the children in the community, the elderly, every community resident, I found my community, and I'm extremely grateful for that. And that's why I continue to put my heart and soul into the work that we do.
What promise did you, no pun intended, but what promise did you see in him, in your class, and in when you were teaching?
It was through his writing that I really saw his desire to reengage and give back in community. That was really striking to me. And I think this is something that I do constantly. I'm always looking for potential in people, in the people that we serve, in our staff, in new staff potentially, in everything that we do. And so in the case of Adolfo, I immediately knew that he would thrive in a role like this because he just had that passion. And that's something you can't teach. It's either there or it isn't, right? And he had it. It was there. And he just needed an opportunity to be able to show it.
I don't think anybody would have this impression, but I mean, what you have done and what you do is so impressive, but it's hard. And so organizations like this are trying to help, but it is one resource out there that needs to be a part of the equation, right?
Absolutely. And there are so many other people that are not given a chance because of whatever roadblocks are in the way.
Yeah.
And so for us, you know, one of our core values is the human capacity to change. So we believe that people that have been in conflict of the law can lead lives of responsibility and contribution in their communities. And so that's something we deeply practice every day as an organization. But not all organizations believe that same thing. Not all systems believe that same thing. So it's an uphill battle. And, you know, Dolfo can speak to that directly, but we see it with so many people that are reentering society.
And you were working on this as you were finishing up your sentence, I mean, mm-hmm. going into parole, which, I mean, that I always, when you say correctional facility, okay, is it correcting you? I don't, you know, is that what it is? But in this case, in your case, it seems to there were things there that really stuck with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the term correctional facility is, you know, a fallacy because the system inherently doesn't do anything to correct you itself. But, excuse me, what I found over the course of my incarceration is, you know, dealing with so many people and then experiencing abuse and oppression and things like that, I became acutely aware that I didn't want to be in this situation any longer. And I wanted to do whatever I could to potentially help other people avoid this. So, you know, even today, you know, I'm working in the county court and the city court multiple times a week. And I'm going into correctional institutions. And, you know, that's something that, you know, for me, it's frankly, like extremely re-traumatizing on a weekly basis.
I would think so.
Excuse me. But it's important because I remember where I came from. I know that in a lot of ways I became lucky enough to have an opportunity. And so I'll do anything that I can to give back to people that might be in the same situation that I was.
Yeah. And that's just is very, very impressive. Movement Day 2025 takes place September 20th. It is at Oakdale Beach in Hudson. Wava Yoga is kicking things on at 8 in the morning. And then going right till 5. All kinds of things going on. Cross-training fundraiser and basketball tournament and much, much more. You can find out more by going to greaterhudsonpromise.org, greaterhudsonpromise.org. What events will you be taking part in?
I'm rowing.
All right. And what are you doing?
I'll row. I won't run, but I'll definitely row and I'll definitely bike.
Okay. All right.
And then, you know, personally, one of the funnest things that I did last year at the movement day was I would announce the raffle prizes. So I would help draw the ticket. And then I love getting on a mic. So
oh, good. Oh, well, you're welcome here anytime.
Oh, thank you.
Just take over.
Thank you.
And also, if folks can attend but still want to support, our raffle tickets are available online. So you can still see the stellar lineup of over 40 raffle prizes from Hudson businesses and beyond. And you can purchase raffle tickets online, and then we will reach out to you if you are a winner.
GreaterHudsonPromise.org, GreaterHudsonPromise.org. And Adolfo, I mean, you look like you could bench press a Buick. So that would be fun to watch. Again, GreaterHudsonPromise.org, September 20th. From 8 until 5, you both are great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
For the wonderful work
you're
doing in the community and for sharing it and making it a better place. I appreciate
that.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.